Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July 26, 2006.
Today's death toll in Gaza rises to 18, among the dead 2 children and a further 60 injured. 13 Israeli soldiers were killed and 12 were injured in ongoing gun battles in Ma'un al-Ras, Bin Jabal and Eitorun in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Israeli army continues to take prisoners in the West Bank.
These stories and more coming up.
Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported that the number of residents killed in the continuous Israeli attack in Al-Shujaiya area, east of Gaza City, has now risen to 18, including 2 children, with at least 60 residents injured. A statement released and published by the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, revealed that 1 fighter was killed and several fighters and residents were injured in an Israeli airstrike that targeted a group of residents and fighters near Balul Station in Saladin Street, eastern Gaza City. Eyewitnesses reported that Israeli Apache helicopters fired at least 2 missiles at the residents and fighters who were gathering there.
Early on Wednesday, the army also shelled Jebel al-Reyes area in Gaza. 5 Palestinians, including a 3-year-old child, were killed and at least 10 were injured. The 5 killed residents were identified as Salim al-Saudi, Yahya al-Saudi, Hassan al-Saudi, Saleh Hassanain, and the 3-year-old girl, Sabah Habib. In Salah al-Din Street, 1 fighter identified as Yasser Khamis Banat, 22, was killed and 2 residents were injured in an Israeli airstrike. In a Sha'af area in Gaza, 3 fighters were killed after being targeted by the Israeli Air Force. The 3 were identified as Mohammed al-Bahtini, Nabil Zainu and Hani Jaleh. 1 further resident, identified as Mohammed Subhi Haniyeh, was killed in a separate Israeli airstrike in a Shujaiya neighbourhood east of Gaza City. In Al-Kurm area of Jabalia town in the northern Gaza Strip, 1 member of the Ministry of Interior's executive force was killed by an Israeli missile fired from an Apache helicopter. The dead man was identified as Mohammed Adas. Furthermore, troops carried out a limited invasion into Jabalia through the Abu Safiya area east of the town and bulldozed roads and farmlands.
The Palestinian Ministry of Health has appealed to residents to donate blood, since Gaza hospitals are running out of blood supplies as a result of the vast number of injuries due to the continuous Israeli attacks. The ministry also reported that Israeli soldiers are using bombs that include acids and phosphor, weapons that are internationally banned. The ministry added that many of the bodies of the killed civilians have been severely mutilated and burnt by the effects of the weapons used. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas demanded Israel stop its military aggression that is targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure. He stated that the Israeli targeting of civilians and children complicates the situation and pushes the area into further violence and instability.
Thirteen Israeli soldiers were killed and 12 were injured in ongoing gun battles in Ma'un al-Ras, Bin Jabal and Eitorun in southern Lebanon. The soldiers are from the Golani Brigade that invaded the area and clashed with Hezbollah fighters, the Arab's 48 News website reported. Sources at Hezbollah Party said that its fighters ambushed Israeli soldiers in Bin Jabal area. Israeli army sources reported that a total of 25 soldiers were hurt after encountering Hezbollah gunmen face to face. The gunmen were carrying explosives and fired various missiles. Israeli online daily Haaretz reported that a large number of Israeli Defense Forces soldiers were hurt Wednesday in fierce gun battles with Hezbollah in the southern Lebanese town of Bin Jabal. Haaretz added that the army was involved in efforts to retrieve the casualties, even as the heavy clashes continued.
Soldiers became involved in close-quarter fighting with Hezbollah gunmen earlier on Wednesday, despite taking control of the town earlier, Haaretz reported. The fighting in the town has not stopped since then, while Hezbollah gunmen continue to fire at the same Israeli soldiers who claimed to be controlling the town on Tuesday. Israeli ground and aerial forces are attempting to evacuate the killed and injured troops, while military helicopters continue to fire missiles at Hezbollah fighters, the Israeli Ynet News reported. In spite of the losses sustained today, the Israeli army has announced that it fully controlled Bin Jabal area on Tuesday. Hezbollah gunmen reported that they destroyed 2 Israeli vehicles. Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, Secretary-General of the Lebanon-based Hezbollah Party, denied the Israeli reports of controlling Bin Jabal.
Nasrallah added that the party is not a regular army, and as it may suffer losses in certain areas, its fighters will continue to fight, and the Israeli army will continue to suffer losses in lives and equipment. Nasrallah accused Israel of launching a psychological war to undermine Lebanese morale and of exaggerating casualties inflicted on Hezbollah. "We do not hide our martyrs," Nasrallah stated. "We will announce any death of our leaders or ranks. We will announce it and take pride."
Israeli army troops, backed by armoured vehicles, invaded the West Bank city of Tul Karem and its refugee camp on Wednesday morning, firing live ammunition seemingly at random at residents' houses. The Palestinian resistance group Sukkah Fateh said that its members clashed with the soldiers and exchanged intensive fire with them in Tul Karem refugee camp, but no injuries reported. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli troops invaded the West Bank town of Yatta, south of Hebron. Soldiers conducted searches over a wide area, notably in the areas of Al-Jurvan and Wad al-Blaki, the olive groves, uninhabited old houses and caves in the area, looking for weapons and wanted resistance men. Their search lasted over 4 hours and also included stopping and searching vehicles, holding up dozens of residents of the area.
An Israeli settler driving a car shot at two shepherds at Dahriya, south of Hebron, killing three of their sheep. Asr Tel, a resident of Dahriya, reported that an armed Israeli settler driving a car shot at his brother, Shafiq Tel, 27, and at Khalil Bajasit Tel, 28. Who were herding their sheep in Zanuta area, east of the illegal settlement of Tina Amurin. The Israeli army invaded the town of Beit Fariq, east of Nablus, this morning at dawn, taking four residents as prisoners. Ahmed Nasara, secretary of Beit Fariq municipality, confirmed that the soldiers broke into several houses, searching them, and took four residents as prisoners. Mr. Nasasri called for all human rights organizations to intervene to lift the tight closure the army has imposed on the town. At the Yatzhar checkpoint, Muhammad Ali Ahmad Saadeh was reading aloud from the Quran, defying abuse from Israeli soldiers and their orders to stop. He was beaten until he lost consciousness and was taken by the activist group Checkpoint Watch to Nablus Rafidia Hospital. Soldiers also beat Mahir Muhammad al-Rayyan, 24, breaking his arm.
Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. Brought to you by James Brownsell,
Rula Bajali,
and Hassan Benora.